there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
In my experience, sometimes happiness comes easily, and sometimes it requires a heck of a lot of effort. When I'm upset with my writing in particular, and by the way, you can read about my the books I'm drafting at happinessbetweentales.com, I take heart from seeing what publishing rock stars like Ashley L. Peterson accomplish. Mental health nurse and author Ashley L. Peterson of mentalhealthathome.org blogs out of Vancouver, Canada, and writes from both a personal perspective as well as that of a medical professional. She's adamant that it's time we remove the stigma around mental health issues. Among her book titles are Psych Meds Made Simple, Making Sense of Psychiatric Diagnosis, Managing the Depression Puzzle, and A Brief History of Stigma. When it comes to self-publishing, she finds it's wise to stay flexible with her listings at Amazon. On a daily basis, she experiments with keywords, especially in terms of how they work with setting bids per clicks on ads at the amount suggested by Amazon. Here's why she calls herself a proud crazy guinea pig lady. Self-Publishing and There Are Piggies by Ashley L. Peterson. I am a crazy guinea pig lady. Crazy in more ways than one. The most obvious, perhaps, is that I have 5 guinea pigs, 3 girls and 2 boys, and I treat them like my children. What may be less obvious is that I'm crazy in a mentally ill sense. I have depression that only partially responds to treatment, so I deal with effects of the illness every single day. I take medication and do various other things to manage my illness, but my guinea pigs are an important part of my overall wellness. I live alone, and my illness has made it difficult to be around other people, so I'm on my own a lot of the time, at least in terms of human contact. But I'm never actually alone when I'm at home because I have 5 very active, very vocal munchkins to keep me company. Routine helps me manage each day, and the piggies thrive on routine. I have a rather odd sleep schedule, which they've adapted to quite happily. They know that when I wake up, they get fed, so as soon as they hear me start rustling around in bed, they start weaking, an onomatopoeic word for their feed me noise. It's a pretty good motivator to get my butt out of bed. I prefer to practice mindfulness focused outwardly rather than inwardly, and my piggies are a perfect target for that. I can just gaze at them in fascination as my mind just shuts off. More than anything, though, they need me. They're very good at making their needs known, and they know that I can be counted on to meet them, no matter how lousy I'm feeling. Because of that, I mean the world to them. It's definitely mutual. How do you relieve your stress? Record your experiences, thoughts, and questions at my podcast page, at Anchor by Spotify, or email me at happinessbetweentales.com, where you'll find photos of Ashley, her books, and her guinea pigs, along with a clickable link to her blog and website, which can be found at mentalhealthathome.org.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Dahl for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more Tale Wags and the making of tales.
Like what you heard? You're supported by buymeacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.